to NBL1 basketball now, and the St. Luke's Northwest Tasmania Thunder on the road to Victoria last week came back with 2 out of 2 wins. To tell us a bit more about it, the coach is Nick Haywood, who joins me now. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Martin. Thanks for having me.
That's all right. You're welcome. Two games on the road against Victorian teams last week. Any time you go away, it's tough to beat teams from Victoria. But these two were down towards the bottom end of the ladder, but you really couldn't afford to take either of them lightly, could you?
No, not at all. Like you said, it's always tough to get a couple of wins on the road. And, yeah, Dandenong Saturday night, they were pretty hard. And then we got put into overtime Sunday against Melbourne, and the boys just hung on there, and they showed some great composure to get over the line.
I guess that makes up, I think you've been beaten in overtime once this season, haven't you? So that sort of levels the score a bit.
Yeah, early on in the year we got beaten overtime. So it's good to put the guys in that pressure situation and see how they handle the stuff, and they did a great job.
Okay, now Mason Bragg apparently was a real standard over the weekend.
Yeah, he's leading really well both on and off the court, and I think defence is where it's starting for him, and yeah, he's doing a really good job.
Yeah, I know you've said to me on a couple of occasions this year that there seems to be no real standout players, that you know most of them will get less than 20 points in a game, but they all get points, which is important. So this is a little bit of an anomaly, I guess, really, for Mason to have a starring weekend.
Yeah, it was, and it was kind of one of those times where I couldn't really take him out of the game because he was doing so well both ends of the floor. So he probably played more minutes than he has, and he just proved his leadership qualities, and I think, you know, still pushing for a jackhammer spot potentially. So, yeah, he's doing a good job.
Yeah, let's hope he gets one. Now, coming back from the road trip, it's always tough. Any injuries to report from the weekend?
Yeah, no injuries, mate. Everyone's pulled up okay, and, yeah, I think we'll be fine.
Yeah, well, a good thing, I guess, if anyone had any sort of niggles, there's no game tonight, of course, as we only found out late on Thursday night. Does that throw much of a spanner into your preparations? Are you going to have a bit of a run on the weekend, or what happens now for you?
Yeah, look, we'll still get on the floor together. We'll probably train for 2 hours, you know, do something after, a few team activities together, just keep the boys, keep that chemistry happening, which we've got at the moment. And, yeah, I suppose we just control what we can control, and we'll wait and see when the game's rescheduled for.
Yeah, I was talking to you earlier in the week, and you suggested to me that there was a chance that it was going to be cancelled, and we could almost see it coming, couldn't we, really? And the hope is, though, that the lockdown of Victoria is only a 5-day one, and hopefully around 14 can resume again next week.
Yeah, that's the hope. And look, NBL1 have got a couple of plans in place at the moment. So, yeah, like I said, we'll control what we can and we'll let those guys figure it out. But, yeah, we'll be ready to go whenever the games are rescheduled for.
When you say they've got a couple of plans in place, can you tell us about those? Is it the possibility of having a hub in Tasmania or something like that? Or don't you really know? Or you can't say?
Yeah, no. Okay, so I saw a bit of the plan. There won't be a hub in Tasmania, but it's more than likely there'll be a hub created in Victoria. Where teams like us, Geelong, Mount Gambier, Bendigo, we all come into somewhere like MSAC and play maybe a few days in a row, like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and we probably knock 3 or 4 games over in that sort of space to make sure everyone's back on even playing terms with the amount of games we've played. So that idea's been floated, and we'll just wait and see how they come about a conclusion for that.
Yeah, look, I really hope it doesn't go that way for you, because it's a pretty tough ask, isn't it, to go away and play 3 games back-to-back, and you know, especially in these circumstances.
Yeah, it's tough, and I suppose it also means we don't get a crowd. A couple of boys with kids, including myself, are away from our families for a bit of time, but you know, once again, if that card's dealt to us, we'll handle it as best we can, and the boys will be prepared for that.
Yeah, let's hope it doesn't come to that. Nick, thanks for your time this morning. I really appreciate it.
No worries, Martin. Thank you.